Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It is Steve Arterburn, but he's not alone today. He is here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hello, doctor and doctor. How are you guys doing?
Hello, we're doing
good. Hello,
I'm doing
Steve.
Good.
Yes.
Well, I am glad to be with you today, and if everybody doesn't know our little slogan, I've got it up here behind me. It says, hope in the storm, help in the struggle. Now, there are all sorts of storms that people have. You know that. And all sorts of struggles. If we don't have the answer for it, well, it's not that we have the answer. We point you to the source of healing and help, and that's what we love to do. And we have been so blessed. Did you guys know this is our 30th anniversary, 2018? We started in 1988. Oh, my goodness. I was just a child then, and we started this ministry.
As were I.
And it's just been so great to see so many people respond to an opportunity to change and to transform. And thanks to all of you who have helped us reach this point. It is an amazing time here at New Life to get to be 30 years old and still doing what we do. And, you know, if you support us in all of that, we'll send you a nice little a thank you. And there's this Arterburn Wellness Series, and this one is Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. Last time we were together was yesterday, and Larry Sonnenberg said it's required reading for people at New Life because I have it. And, you know, it is frustrating, I know, to be around someone. What was I talking about? No, it is frustrating to be around someone who can be distracted. But so easily.
But you have accomplished so much over the years, even though you're distracted easily.
Right.
So there's
a balance. There's different types of ADD and ADHD.
You want to know the secret to that? I will tell you. It's being with people who are not easily distracted. That's the key.
That helps.
And who is better at being less distracted than you, Dave? And so that's how you and I have gotten to do so many things together, I think.
That's good
because,
to know.
Yeah,
that is
because
nice.
you're solid and I'm wavering in the wind there trying to find
I call it creativity.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I love so many aspects about attention deficit disorder.
Yeah,
my wife hates so many aspects of it, but you know she's learned to live with it. Anyway, we love getting to be with you. We do this every single weekday, and if you've got a friend and they need some help, tell them to call us. And one of the things that we think is valuable are these 1,300 videos that we put together on different topics. It's tv.newlife.com, and you can just go there and check it out and see if something there might benefit you greatly. But as you'll hear during the program, we've got an amazing workshop coming up. It's called Living Light, and it's pretty close. And I know, I said it yesterday, you've got to be a little bit frustrated about not losing the weight you thought you would or sticking to the plan, and this will get you right back on track. And we do it in a different way. It's not like anything you've ever been a part of. And you've heard the testimonies, people losing 258 pounds. Oh, my goodness. That's possible. If you just need to lose 58, just think how easy that's going to be. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. I want to play a little clip for you of why somebody supports New Life. And then we'll go right to the phones. Our product that we're featuring here this whole week, this month, is Understanding and Loving a Person with Depression by Dr. Brenda Hunter and myself. If you live or love someone that's depressed, this could really help you help them. Big help to them. We will be back right after this for more New Life Live. Stay tuned, please.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Let me play a little clip for you. This is from David on why he supports New Life. Then we'll go to the phones.
This is David from Fairfax, Virginia. I chose to support New Life because I believe that New Life really changes lives. The work that New Life does is transforming the conferences and workshops and the radio program, I believe, makes such a lasting difference, not only in the marriages and the personal lives of the people that New Life helps, but also in the lives of their friends, their families, their children. And for a lot of people, I believe that listening to the New Life radio program is all the help that they're able to receive. When they hear people that are struggling with similar problems and the incredible insights that New Life provides, you're transforming the lives of untold thousands. It's hard to think of an investment that you can make with your resources that will have a more lasting effect than the effect that New Life has in the lives of the people they touch.
Well, we appreciate that, David. Thank you so much. And one of the great ways to help us is to join Club New Life, $30 a month on our 30th anniversary. It was $30 a month on our 29th anniversary, but it's staying the same, and we really hope that you'll come along and join Club New Life. It's kind of the sustaining foundational gift that helps us, combined with everybody else. It really does help us on a monthly basis. Very few ministries have as many people doing that.
And you can give more than $30. That's just
sure.
And some do.
A lot of people
do. Yeah. All right, let's go to Mary, Minneapolis, Minnesota. She listens online. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I feel like I know you guys.
And you
I
do.
Think I know what, I think I know what you would say in most situations. In fact, it's a game I play. I like to listen and then pretend that I know what you say before you say it. But on this,
so do I. I do the same thing. I pretend to know what we are going to say. And then
can't wait
try.
To hear what I'm going to say.
I know.
It is enjoyable. This particular situation in the family is stumping me and all of us, I think. Okay. I have a 14-year-old niece who thinks she is a boy and mm-hmm. wants to be called by a male name and the pronoun he instead of she. The school that she's at is willing to do that. Her mom is willing to do that. Her dad is not. Some of the other family members are not. We're just really troubled by this, knowing that a 14-year-old brain is mm-hmm. not fully developed. She's the youngest of four girls. Has a history of depression and cutting, has been inpatient treatment twice. Mm. And it seems like this last summer when she was inpatient, there were other people in the group that she was in struggling with sexual identity. And I know from other friends who are in the school system at this age, it tends to be a kind of a new fad. And anyway, my question is, where does mental illness end and bad behavior begin? And what's good a good question. Way for family members to approach her? Do we just have to hang in there and pray and wait till her brain develops, or got any good ideas?
Well, Jill actually has come up with magic words that change everything. Jill, go ahead, share those with us.
Steve, I was thinking the same thing about you. You have responded to these kinds of questions profoundly in the past.
Well, you know, that is, I said that because we all wish we did.
Yes.
You know, we all wish that there was this little formula and you do these five things, everything's different. Mm-hmm. Or you say this in a way and everything is different. But no one's come up with that because I don't think it exists. And, you know, if you look in, I think it's third chapter of Galatians, it talks about this war that goes on inside. Here are these good things inside of you, the Holy Spirit warring for the good of you. And then there's Satan. What does Satan want to do? He wants to kill and destroy and wipe out everything that is good. It is a very tough battle. And in this society, you know, the evil stuff gets fed, the confusion. And I don't want to negate the kind of pain that this child is in, the confusion that is there. I just don't think that the world has the right answer. And that if you stay true to Scripture, there is more hope for you for a life that is fulfilling than if you just say, well, the Bible just doesn't understand me and I'm just going to do whatever it is that I want to do. So the first thing that the advice I know that's right is that in a situation like this, you must show compassion first, empathy, understanding. You need an ear that's bigger than your mouth with this person. You need to listen and be there for them and hear them and try to connect with their heart so that they know that somebody that doesn't agree with them really cares about them and is interested in the depths of what they're going through. I think that's the beginning part. It's compassion, connection, and caring. Then I'll let Dave step in and give you the rest.
Well, she's obviously been in a lot of emotional pain because people who cut are trying to transfer the emotional pain to a physical thing that seems manageable. And nobody seems to have picked up on helping her understand that. I'm glad her dad still calls her by her female name. I would call her by her female name.
Right.
And I would sit down with her and say, I love you for who you really are, and I hope someday you can love you for who you are. But tell me about the pain, and you talked about a big ear, and there's got to be a lot of listening, and being the fourth child, she's kind of felt like she's just an add-on and didn't matter and struggled with that. And parents may not understand why she has those kind of feelings, but she has those kind of feelings. And to acknowledge them and to help her to talk them out and to understand them. If dad can do that and if you can do that as a grandmother, that's a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what is being said. I would not make a pronouncement of what you're going to call her per se. I wouldn't make that the focus or be pressured into that. I would want to be understanding and understand what's going on with her, like you were saying, Dave, to really hear her. And it's like, tell me what's going on with you. Right now, this is such a taboo subject. It's like we're not supposed to take this away from anybody and call a spade, right? But I tend to believe that God doesn't make mistakes, that he does put us in the right bodies. We don't always feel comfortable, but he doesn't make mistakes that way. And if you do feel pressured on it, I would say, you know, I'm going to hold out until your brain has fully formed, maybe around 25, and then I'll decide what I'm going to call you. But I think right now you're in a mode of searching. And well, there's lots of different things that, you know, directions we go towards in searching. Yes, Steve?
I really agree, Jill, with just not making what she's called even an issue. I talk to people all the time, and I don't call them anything. I just talk to them, you know. I don't say, and so if it's an issue, just engage. Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's great to see you. Hugging. And then if she says, hey, what are you going to call me? Say, I'm not going to call you anything. You're just you. I'm going to talk to you. I don't care what the label is. I don't care what your name is. Don't care what you're going through. I love you. I'm here for you. And I just want you to know that I've got a big ear. I want to hear what you're going through and be there for you. Does any of that help you at all, Mary?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that's the route that we've kind of chosen. Mm-hmm. I call her darling or honey or all kinds of things.
That's great, my honey. Yeah, I'm just going to call you my honey.
She has this, kind of this. I might have to kill myself if I don't get this, situated. But she's got therapists and all the rest of it, and I kind of just hate that power that she's given by this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
that everybody's
frustrating.
Yeah, indulging in this
because it's
our culture.
I mean, a milder version is years ago when I can remember seeing people in my practice, and every day they came in with a different hair color. Right. And now that's perfectly, fine. People have all kinds of hair color. But back then it was a little different and different styles. And it's all the things that kids try on for size.
It's a way to be
now
noticed.
They're trying on sexual identities. Am I this? Am I this? Am I this? And it's like, going on, trying on a new outfit and deciding, is this you? And so some of it, they're going to do that for a while. And we don't want to concretize it. And I think that's what the school systems, out of fear, are doing. It's like, okay, you've decided this at 14. Boom, that's you for life. And no, just like you're not probably going to have blue hair for life, right?
Anything doesn't go in this day and age. People want to believe, anything goes. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't
really. And it's very painful. And I'm sorry that she's having to go through this in this very even more confusing way. But just be solidly on her team. Well, is the best thing that you can possibly
right. Do. I think a stance of love and acceptance as you talk about things and can say things in kind of a matter-of-fact way. I think the hard part is there are things and decisions that kids can make that, are mistakes or that they can recover from. They're just trying it out. That's fine. And then there are things they can choose to do that they can't recover from. And that's why not anything goes. You change your sexual parts and you don't recover from that. And so that's why the postponing of permanent decisions is so important. And I think there needs to be loving adults that say so. Okay, well, if this persists, then later, not now.
No kidding. Good, Jill. All right. I wish we had more that would be helpful to you. Let me send you. What would be a good book? This is very tough.
I don't know. Does this take your life back?
Well, we'll send that. We can always send that.
How we love our kids.
Maybe. Okay, let's do that. How we love our kids. I'll send that and take your life back and hope that will be of encouragement and help them. Anybody else, if you've got the ability to write that book for truly being the guide for kids, adults.
Well, the whole sexual identity crisis.
I have a friend named Walt Heyer, H-E-Y-E-R, and he's on the internet. He tells his story about he went from being a man to being a woman, and then it didn't solve anything, and he went back to being a man, and now he's dealt with his own issues and dealt with it, and now he's married and does fine, and he has a ministry to people who want to change their sexual orientation. And you can look him up, H-E-Y-E-R, on the internet, and it's quite interesting.
Well, I'll tell you... I get to talk to a lot of people who struggle in a lot of different ways. And one of the most faithful Christian guys has no desire to be with a woman. And he's tried to be in love and relationships. And he believes the Bible to be true, that sex is something that a man and a woman need to have or should have only inside of marriage. So his position is, I will not be married to a woman, nor will I have sexual relationship with a man I will have friends, I will have relationships, and I will lead a fulfilled life still abiding by the truth of the Bible, which I believe to be so true. And, you know, if you have any doubts about what the Bible does teach about things like this, then just read the first chapter of Romans is a great place to start. And when and the whole book of Romans can really help you develop some insights. Other places in the Bible, of course. But what is God up to? Is he saying, hey, look, don't have these fulfilling things in life. Don't go have in these enjoyable things that you want to do. No. God is so loving, he wants to protect us from things that aren't fulfilling, that things don't last, that are on the outside wonderful, but on the inside, there's a problem there.
You know, one of my favorite passages is in Jeremiah 6, where he says, Jeremiah says to the people, you're standing at the crossroads, and you're going to choose a path. Choose the ancient, godly path, and you'll find rest for your souls. And that's a key insight to me, I think. If you want to find the rest for your soul, follow
ancient
God's
godly
path.
But and how many people
said, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people think this is just for the ancient people. No, it applies today. We'll be back after this.
I'm about 100 pounds overweight. I'm 30 years old, and I'm just really discouraged. I'm scared. Yeah. I don't want to fail again.
Does this sound like your story? It doesn't have to. You don't have to be defined by how much you weigh any longer. New Life's Living Light Workshop can help. The workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn and Michelle Spadafora, plus small group sessions led by a licensed Christian counselor and morning workout sessions designed to meet you at your own pace. It takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. If you're finally ready to stop going from diet to diet and begin a comprehensive plan that provides freedom in every area of your life, the Living Light Workshop is the weight loss and living free plan for you. Call 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You are a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with some things to think about for this week. It's the new year, and everybody's hitting the gym and trying to fulfill their resolution to lose weight. And if that's you, or maybe you've struggled for so long that you've just given up, well, we can help you develop a lifetime approach to losing and keeping weight off at the Living Light Workshop. And that's in Washington, D.C. It's January 26th through the 28th. If you want more information or you want to register, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Also, we have an app for your smartphone or tablet. It allows you to live stream New Life Live, catch up on archived programs, read articles, and there are some short audio and video teachings there as well. Just go to newlife.com and look for the download the app link. It's right at the bottom of the homepage. And also available on your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer is tv.newlife.com. It's an on-demand archive of video segments on many different topics by Steve Arterburn and the rest of the New Life team, plus some special guests. It's just $10 a month. It's a great resource for practical, spiritual, and emotional help. Just go to tv.newlife.com to sign up for that. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Let's go to the phones and let's talk with, I believe it's Melissa from Denver, Colorado. KKRS is the station. A lot of noise there in the background. So ask us a question and we'll get right to it.
Hi, guys. It's me, Lisa. Hi. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I was just calling in today in regards to kind of a threefold question slash needing some input on second marriage, blended family, three teenage girls, hormones, cutting, just the whole thing, and trying as the mother to manage and control all of it, trying to honor and respect and cherish my husband and my marriage, as well as, you know, want to be there for all three girls and what they're experiencing without having all of the focus on the one who's kind of struggling the most. But it's certainly been challenging over the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 months. I'm very apprehensive as they went back to school today, and just the influences, you know, the friends and the peer pressure and social media and her phone. I have taken her phone away. She is not on any sort of social media outlets. She is has been evaluated by a professional and is on an antidepressant, has a counselor, anointing her with oil every morning, bought her a new Bible, bought her a sketch pad, you know, involving her in sports and activities and taking her to youth group. And, you know, I don't know what else I can be doing to help and support her. She certainly seems to be on the mend and doesn't seem as agitated, and I know that she hasn't been cutting since the first incident back in October, because obviously I'm checking her body pretty regularly, but it's just been challenging, and I, you know, I feel like ever since I came to the weekend at New Life, and my life has completely turned around and changed, and I've been sober for 8 years, I think I might have had an unrealistic expectation that nothing else would happen.
Yeah, right. So, no, that's pretty normal.
Yeah,
I think,
don't we
you know,
all?
You,
that's the truth.
I think
that's the truth.
Throughout my life and so many other people, I've heard them say, you know, you get through the big thing and then you think it's going to all fall in place. What is the relationship like between the girls and the new husband?
It's great. They certainly love and adore him and mm-hmm. respect him.
They're grateful
he's
for
more,
him.
Grateful for him. He's definitely kind of a hero to them. They look up to them. But, you know, they know my girl, there's three, 12, 13, and 14, and my two are 12 and 13, have a situation with their real dad where he doesn't live here. They're doing monthly reunification therapy with him. And I think what they see modeled in my new husband, they so desperately want from their own dad. And in that, there's also the teenage years. There's also the hormones. There's also identity struggle. And it's hard. You know, I felt blending this family was God's hand in it and what was meant to be. But I can see and understand where, especially my oldest daughter, kind of feels, you know, displaced, and not because we're displacing her, but just because she's so desperate for that love and acceptance from her own father, and he's just incapable. It's okay. Quite sad, and so it's just a lot of things happening and moving parts.
Is the problem with your oldest daughter?
Yes.
Which makes her now the middle daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yep, yeah. Correct.
Okay. What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, the middle child often gets lost, and she's lost her primary position, so there's some grieving that has to be done. But most of it has to do with dad, I think, and finding
she may have gotten the brunt of things.
Being the oldest one, before the family blended. And so you're doing a lot of the right things, Melissa, and I applaud you for it. And the only thing I would suggest is you get a hold of Ron Deal's book on smart step families, because he's got the subject down pat.
Have you seen that book? Have you guys looked at that yet, Melissa?
I have not. In fact, I'm so glad you suggested it, because I keep saying, my husband and I keep talking about the fact that You know, there's no 12 steps to a blended family. You know, that's what I know. There's no guide or no big book to, hey, you get married and you blend a family and you have, you know, three teenage girls, all so very different and individualistic while trying to, you know, manage your relationship. And
yeah.
So, you know, I would love some help in that because
okay.
I certainly want to honor each every
Ron
one of
deals
the girls.
Ron mm-hmm. deals the real deal
okay.
because
we have that
today.
Book. Ron comes on. I'm going to give you a magic word, a powerful word that it'll be the word of the day.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I said I'd give you this magic word. I think it's one of the most powerful words. And Melissa, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to send you this book Jill wrote on forgiving our fathers and mothers. Now, it's a book for adults. But I think if I send it to you and you read it and study it, it's going to give you some great concepts to help the girls with. But here is an amazing word in any relationship. But for a blended family, it kind of has to be hung on the front door, the back door, on the mirrors, and it's the word acceptance. Everything is something different. Something to reject, something to hate, and here's what Satan does. He takes the best part of blended families and uses it against you. So you went out and found this great guy, and so rather than the girls being grateful that they have a man in their life that has character, what does Satan do? He gets them to want it from their birth father, which is totally natural. He gets the focus to be on the birth father. And so everything gets twisted. But if you could say to them, we all have a huge challenge in life, every adult, every adolescent, every blended family, and maybe us blended family people, it's more than anybody. But it's the challenge to accept the reality that we have rather than try to alter it inappropriately. You know, we can always grow. We can develop. But really, it all begins with accepting what is real versus longing for what is not or hoping, false hope, or wishing for things that can't be. acceptance. Oh, it's so powerful. You know, there's so many people, and we've talked to them here, they absolutely can't stand the spouse they fell in love with. Mm-hmm. Not because the spouse became a horrible person, but because when the romance died, the acceptance factor didn't kick in. It was rejection, it was repulsion and all this. And so I would be a champion. You know in your own recovery how powerful acceptance is. And in the Serenity Prayer, God, help me to accept those things that I cannot change. But hey, God, help me to accept everything, whether I can change it or not. And just help me be an accepting person versus somebody that rails against the reality of life. If you could lead them through the path of acceptance and say to your husband, this is our challenge, you could end up impacting them more powerfully than in any other word. They're going to forgive. I really believe that. You'll lead them through that. But acceptance could get them to see the limitations of the birth father.
Right.
And just accept it rather than long for it for the rest of their lives.
Well, and I think
right.
that they
how
have...
How do you do that, though, at their age? I mean, I think that they'll get there eventually.
Yes, I think they will.
It's the in-between that's kind of concerning me and keeping me up at night, because we have very open dialogue with mm-hmm. them. We've always been very, you know, transparent. I've told them, you know, how I felt, how I've forgiven him, how... He's just not capable. It's not them. It's him. He's sick. He can't. I mean, all of those conversations have taken place, and they've had professionals in their lives to help them kind of manage that too. But I don't know if it's just an age thing with them where they're at.
Well, think about this, though. They're at that junior high stage where daughters' relationships with their dads change anyway at that stage as they start to develop. And you know, it's kind of like you're no longer daddy's little girl, which they may have never actually had.
Right.
So there's confusion around that. And it sounds like they are grateful for the new dad, but the contrast is so great, and it's not been that long. So they're really in that stage of grieving, it sounds like, and wrestling with this acceptance of who he is. And I think you have to ask them, you're telling them the words, but ask them what they're doing with those words. And are there any things inside of them that are saying, yes, but? And what do they think their dad's behavior means about them? What have they told themselves over the years that dad's neglect or dad's, you know, whatever it is he does, what does that say about them? Because no matter how logical it is, there were some little girl messages that they internalized, and you have to get at those and kind of have them speak about them and play it forward to see, you know, so that they can see kind of the lack of logic and how it's an emotional response. It's not really based in what's true.
And you have to trust the process. It takes time because they've got to grow, and they've got to finish growing up.
Like you said, they'll get there eventually, but it is hard in the meantime.
Yeah, and be patient. But it sounds like you're already speaking the truth to them factually mm-hmm. about him, and that's a big help, because a lot of times parents – The residential parent will try to cover for the missing
or
parent.
Or say, he loves you no matter, you know.
Yeah,
they try to soften it.
And it doesn't ring true to the kid. So you lose your credibility as well as
like, what do they think about their dad? And how are they trying to distort reality to make him good? Because that's what children do, is they try to make the bad parent good.
Get them to be honest about that.
Mm-hmm. One other thing. Okay. As they start to see that birth dad is probably incapable of stepping up, mm-hmm. then they may challenge their stepfather to see if his love is really real. Mm-hmm. You know, when the
Absolutely.
Glow wears off, the magic wears off, then and just be with him, and he's not going to handle it perfectly. Support him anyway, but help him not to give up. They're just testing. And on the other side of that test is a bonded relation. I remember when Madeline was testing me in my relationship, and I just, you know, sometimes it made me want to cry, but I never, ever, ever held it against her for wanting to test the depths of my love, because she had felt a lack of love in certain areas. And so now, I mean, that bond is about as strong as it can be. And so just help him endure the test, and it'll go well for all of you. I'm so glad that you called, and I'm glad you're doing well. I'm going to send you what maybe you don't have. It's the second edition of the Life Recovery Bible. Dave and I have added new things. The pages are the same, new features. It's the 25th anniversary, second edition of the Life Recovery Bible. And I believe it is this year, Dave, we'll sell our 3 millionth copy of that Bible. And I tell you, there is nothing more gratifying than to go to a prison and see these guys talk theology using that amazing Bible. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and let's talk with, I believe it's Janie from Dallas, Texas. She listens on the podcast. Hi there, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on in your life today?
Well, I have wanted to call and talk to you all so many times, but I've been nervous about it. But I just want you to know how helpful, I think for the last 19 years, I've listened to New Life. I'm a club New Life member. Mm-hmm. I listen to your podcast mostly when I'm exercising or walking and just getting out, and it's just it's my therapy, daily therapy. And at night, I listen at night too. And really my biggest question is, I have a concern for my son, who's an adult, and he lives out in California. He's been away from Dallas for about 2.5 years, and was here in Dallas. He was drinking and taking medications, maybe too many of prescribed medications, and just was kind of going off the deep end. And we sent him to a place in California where he didn't get the care he needed, but then now we found a place for him to live and be managed. He is schizophrenic. It was a late onset diagnosis of schizophrenia. He is doing great right now and able to live in an apartment with a friend, but he's being managed, and he needs medication, and he can't work full time. I think it's really stressful for him to work full time, but he has a part time job. But my problem is, I miss him terribly, and I worry about his life as time goes on. I mean, things are going well now, but it's expensive to
Your worries are valid. Let us help you with that right after this. We're going to take a break. We'll be back for more of New Life Live. Stay with us. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. So we have worked with folks, and the prognosis of a problem of a child, an adult child, is that they need care, ongoing care, and it's expensive, and mm-hmm. you don't, and so you come back to this. It's a biblical principle. It's a recovery principle. One day at a time. You do what you can now, and you try to save and try to be prepared to help. No guarantees, but you try not to worry. You try to replace worry with preparation the best that you can, and you're just going to do the best you can. Dave, you have any thoughts on this?
I'm curious why you couldn't find that kind of help back in Texas, because it probably would be less expensive.
Well, he's been through many different programs here around the Dallas area, recovery homes. He had problems with drinking and driving. He didn't really follow through on. He made promises, but he didn't keep promises, and so we just found out. He was abusing his medications, and he wasn't getting. We just couldn't find the right.
So you
right now we have the.
You found
right
something that really clicked.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mess with it either, because, but you got to you have contact people that keep you posted as to what goes on.
Oh yes, I mean this guy is fabulous, and he calls us every Wednesday. We have a conference call. He texts me. I text him. He's just phenomenal.
Oh,
and
great.
the doctors in California, and a psychologist in Pasadena, goes to a doctor in Santa Monica. So he's getting the best care he's ever gotten in his life.
That's okay.
And it was really really hard when he was here with us. He would live at my house for a while, and then he would live at his dad's place for a while, but we couldn't manage it.
Okay, but Janie, your worry is getting stirred up right now at a time where you've been through so much and you've had a lot to focus on to get things in place. Now things are in place. And sometimes when suddenly all of the activity and commotion stops, then that worry starts bubbling up because you've been kind of running on adrenaline with all this for a long time and it's been pretty consuming.
Right.
And so I think... go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just think sometimes I get like a little blurb of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
If I hear something, it grabs me in a bad way. But
you probably need to be in counseling yourself.
You have to. There's support groups for parents of the mentally ill. But I think you also have to refocus on. You know, it's like we want to worry, and that's our way of controlling things. And we think that if we don't worry, something's going to slip out of our grasp. And that's where you have to rely on your relationship
worry
with
works.
The Lord. Yeah.
Because so few things that we ever worry about ever really happen. So it proves
it must work. Power, it must work. But it keeps you from receiving from the Lord that peace,
that's right?
You know, to be able to pause and actually realize he's got it.
Here's a great verse for you and everybody else. It's right out of Mark 5:36. Essentially, it says, don't be afraid. Just believe. And you do the best that you can, but you eliminate these things that don't work. Worry doesn't work. Fear doesn't work. Faith works. Connection with other people. Healing. Trust. No. Those are the kind
a
of things.
A plan, a program, good help, all those things.
Worry is the opposite of trusting.
Yeah.
And when I worry, it's like I'm saying to God, I need to handle this. I don't know that I can trust you to handle it, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why in Matthew, it makes it so clear that, you know, don't worry about anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you called. We'll send you Take Your Life Back, because I think it will help you reduce the worry. You know, whether you're a person that lives in false self, real self, it's going to help you, that book. You can order it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can ask about counseling, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and all the workshops that we do. You can also support this ministry. And to that end, here's a word from Larry Sonnenberg.
Today, I want to encourage you to join Club New Life. I come on to the radio every now and then and encourage support. And today, I want to talk to you about our monthly giving program we call Club New Life. It is something that we ask people to give automated giving once a month, $30 or more. And for that, in order to say thank you, we produce a monthly CD. And on that CD, we put some radio calls from the past weeks, testimonies, interviews, and a teaching from one of our radio hosts. And it's something that people really enjoy getting, and I get a lot of great feedback from it. And I think it'd be something you'd like too. And as an extra thank you, we'll send you a book. It's Take Your Life Back, Day by Day. It's a daily devotional, 365 days. It will help you live your life in a way that's a little different than you're living it now if you read through it and engage with it and make it happen. Call today. You can join by calling 800-NEW-LIFE. That's 800-639-5433. Or you can go online to newlife.com and sign up. We could really use your help. It's the type of giving that maintains and gives us that base of support we need every month. So God bless you. Let's go back to the program.
Well, we don't have much program left to get back to, but I do want to offer you hope, help, and healing. It's a process. It's never easy. I mean, guys, don't you wish we could find a way to make mm-hmm. things easier? I mean, I guess the way to make it easier is not to compound the problem with home remedies, things like that.
You know, trying harder is always the one that compounds it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And here's the great gift that God gives us. He says, follow me. Just follow me. Come to me. Follow me. Surrender to me. Trust me. And it's all about him and not you and your power. I'll tell you, this world has so many things for us to be worried about, to be concerned about. And God just says, you know, lay it at my feet and I'll take care of it for you. Doesn't mean it all magically works out without pain and suffering and struggle. But what's the goal? Isn't the goal character? A soul that is transformed into a soul of character. That's what we're going to take to heaven. And God will do anything to help us grow toward him. There is a longing, I believe, in the depths of every soul for God. That's what the soul's there for God. And yet we distract it, we medicate it, we divert it, do all these things, except just let that soul be connected to God. I don't know what it is you're struggling with, but I know that God loves you. You may not feel that love. You may feel shame, guilt, remorse, all that. Hey, God loves you, cares about you, wants the best for you in everything. And so I just want you to be hopeful. And when it comes to that point where you say, this is beyond me, I need to get some advice, I need some help, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we can't do this, of course, without your help. And we'll send you a copy of this great book, Loving and Understanding a Person Who Has Attention Deficit Disorder. That'll be our way of saying thank you. But the main thing is that if you don't help us or if you don't call us for help for yourself, we never get to connect with you. You don't become part of the New Life family. And whether it's helping us or us helping you, it's that same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. So many people have called. And if you were in Dallas and you could walk through that call center and you could hear the words coming out of the lips of those guys that just want to help people, you'd want to call. There's no shame. It's just a desire for you to live a better life, a new life. That's what it's all about. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard. She is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. Dr. Dave Stupi and his wife, Smart Love. You can get those at our resource center at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here.
Thanks
on New
for
Life.
Listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.